right. Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me okay? All right. Well, welcome. My name is Thomas Mitchell. I'm with ProKarma, the Vice President of Enterprise Solutions, and we have Anil Yanamandra, who is our Chief Architect for the Mobility Practice. We're going to be talking about the porting of PhoneGap applications to Tizen today. And initially, I'm just going to talk a little bit about ProKarma. So ProKarma's worked with Intel in a variety of ways over the years, and most recently we've had an opportunity to take a look at Tizen. And the reason that we've been engaged with Intel really comes from the development of our mobile practice. Our mobile practice started in 2009, was primarily focused on development, but as things tend to mature and as ours has matured, we've developed capacities across Sorry about that. We've developed capacities across strategic services, development framework analysis, and, of course, the actual delivery of applications. There are a number of companies that we've been fortunate enough to work with. We develop Embrace for Mercedes-Benz. We also develop the in-car to Android and iOS applications for Porsche, Audi, and VW. We do similar sets of applications for Union Pacific. We'll be talking about one of those applications that we used in our evaluation of Tizen and the porting of applications from PhoneGap. We focus on both the B2C and the B2B markets, and we've had the opportunity to work with companies like Sorenson Media, as well as with companies such as Turner Broadcasting. From a focus today, what we're going to talk about is a little bit of a developer story, and the objective is to show you guys how we took a look at learning application development on the Tizen platform. And our focus is, of course, PhoneGap application. And Anil, if you're ready?
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Check. Yeah. Thanks, Tom. My name is Anil. I work as a mobile architect, and I also head the Center of Excellence for Mobility at ProKarma. What I do at ProKarma is primarily I'm on the mobile application development team. We do, like Tom said, B2C, B2B enterprise solutions as well. And we have development teams that work on native mobile applications, iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. And we have built applications using hybrid frameworks like PhoneGap, Appcelerator, Titanium. And we also do mobile web HTML5-based websites and web apps. We also have built custom MDM solutions for large enterprises. And some of the other duties I have as part of the COE is mobile dev governance, which is coding standards and best practices for the development efforts that we make. And then I also help in mobile consulting, meaning requirements-driven architecture. I mean, how would I choose? Typical questions from client would be like, if I have an app idea, should I go native, hybrid, or a mobile web kind of implementation? And we also do R&D on latest frameworks on mobile technologies. As part of this R&D, we've had the opportunity to explore Tizen as one of the new platforms. So I get this call from Tom one day, and he says, Anil, we are trying to evaluate Tizen as a development, a mobile application development firm. And the good news is you have to do this in 4 days. So we had to do something really fast, and then we had to present to the Intel our experience as a mobile application development team. So the options we had were trying to do a Hello World app and trying to learn the total development cycle. Or the other idea was to take an existing application and try to port that to Tizen and see where we get and how do we do it. So this, which is what I'm going to talk to you about. So the agenda for this, for today would be, I'll talk a little about an introduction to, about PhoneGap and a detail about existing application that we took and what were the changes and we had to make to the source code, and what were the issues that we came across. And we'll have a demo on the actual Tizen device. So Intel has been kind enough and gave us a demo prototype device running Tizen OS. So I have the app running on that, so I'll demo that today. So a little introduction about PhoneGap. PhoneGap is an open source, cross-platform, web standards-based mobile application development framework. So what PhoneGap gives you is a framework where you are actually writing a HTML5 web-based application and you have access to native features. So you don't have to write any Objective-C or Java code to be accessing native features on iOS, Android, or any other platform. So PhoneGap is a thin back-end framework. It does not mandate or require any particular UI framework, nor does it give you any UI widgets. So you are free to choose what framework you want to implement the UI on. And another advantage of PhoneGap has been that it is very flexible and extensible. If you have a feature that is not part of PhoneGap, you can always add a plugin. So we did one of those plugins. We had to do a barcode scanner for the app that we are talking today, and we did an iOS and Android implementation of the barcode scanner, and we added that as a plugin to the PhoneGap library. So a typical mobile application would look something like this. So you would inside your mobile application package, you have screens, multiple screens. Each of these are typically built using your native UI widget. So you'll have screens, and then you have a backend module where you have all the network, persistence, geolocation, and your contacts, and all those native features, right? So this application is talking to the device OS. The OS could be anything, so iOS, Android, or Tizen for that matter. So the application, when you're doing a native app, is making native API calls to the OS and getting things done. So if you look at what is written per platform, so if I had to support three platforms, iOS, Android, and Tizen, I have to write each module, each native view in the platform specific code, which could be Objective-C, Java, C++, EFL for Tizen. And you are building the backend also with platform specific code. So finally, you will package this as either an IPA, APK, or TPK, which is distributed on the App Store. So the same thing when you're trying to do on a PhoneGap app. You still have the native shell. You're still building your native app package for distribution. But you just have a native web view. And all your business logic and all your UI is built using HTML5 and CSS. At times, you would want to customize your UI to look a little native. So this is partially platform-specific, meaning you would build your HTML and CSS generic, and then you're trying to add custom styles to make it look specific to the platform. Like, I want a particular style for iOS, a particular style for Android. So you would do that. This is a little platform-specific coding that you would do for the CSS styling. And if you look at the backend, when you're using a PhoneGap architecture, you would have a PhoneGap library, which essentially has native and HTML components to it. So when this native, when for all your business logic, when you're trying to access a native feature, you would do that via JavaScript, and that native call, let's say if I'm trying to get the a native feature, I would use a JavaScript API, which is actually defined by PhoneGap, and it gets translated as a native API call by PhoneGap. So the advantage I would have as an app developer is I don't have to write three different versions of the same code. I just have to do one PhoneGap API style implementation. So another question that comes up is, you know, if Tizen by SDK supports web web development, meaning Tizen as part of the SDK has web app support also. Why should I implement a PhoneGap app? So even though your Tizen code gives you access to the native features, you still are writing separate code for the platform. So I have an equivalent example for NUID, basically the device ID. So if I'm doing an Android project, I'll have to get an instance of telephony manager, and then I have to get the code. The example that we're talking here is that the code is different per platform, but if you're using PhoneGap, I'll have a single API for all the platforms. This is translated as the native code in the runtime by PhoneGap library. So a little about the application that we tried to port. This was built for one of our clients called Union Pacific. So the use case of the application was for automobile traders, and they typically go to automobile auctions and they buy vehicles, and they're trying to ship their vehicles from location A to location B. And this app enables you to do it from the comfort of your phone. So this goes back to about 3 years. So we did the native versions of this app on iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. When we started, the client felt there was not enough volume of customers on iPad, so we did not have iPad version of it. So we had mobile phone versions for iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. And 3 years down the lane, they found enough customer base on iPads, and we've already spent like 2 years of time on the development, and they wanted the same features to be built for iPad. So the cost was going up, so they wanted a solution which can be... So it is iPad today. It could be any other OS sometime later. So I want a solution which can be portable and which can give me an economical way of porting applications. So we have recommended the PhoneGap style implementation, and the requirement there was to be able to port the application with minimal cost and support as many devices and as many form factors as possible. So some of the features of the application are you have role-based registration. We have WinScanner, meaning if you have when you're trying to ship the vehicle, you have to enter the details of the vehicle. One of the ways was to enter year, make, model manually. The other was you just point the camera to the WinScanner. It'll pull the barcode and then translate that into an year, make, model, and then it is automatically passed to the system. So once you are a registered user, you can get a code, and you can save a code and then come back and place an order on that, and you can place an order right away, and you can pay for your order using a credit card, and you can track your orders, you can map the shipments, the current locations of the shipments, and you can come back and review the orders. So the support we had with the PhoneGap applications before we started the Tizen port was we supported iOS, we supported Android, both iPad and iPhone. We also supported BlackBerry 10. And the technical stack that we used was we had this native shell, like we talked earlier, and we had PhoneGap for the backend translation between JavaScript to native. And then we built the complete UI and the business logic using HTML stack. All the service calls were implemented via Ajax. The only native feature that we had to do for the application was the WinScanner part, which was a PhoneGap plugin we added to the PhoneGap library. So some of the frameworks that we used were this. So backbone.js for MVC, iScroll for custom scroll implementations, and require.js. These are the typical HTML5 platform libraries that you would use. And this is how the application looks. This was built using responsive web design patterns. So essentially you're seeing the same code being rendered on a tablet and a mobile phone. So based on the device width available, it either switches to the phone mode or the tablet mode. And so the changes we had to do to port this application to Tizen were One, we just had to extract the HTML5 and CSS code that we had built for the project, and we imported that web folder onto the Tizen project, and we had to set up the permissions needed for the Tizen app. And then Tizen requires all the external URLs access to be whitelisted in the config app. We had to add those. And then we had to strip off all the WIN barcode native code that we had and the JavaScript counterpart of the app, and then no other additional steps. So what worked when we were actually surprised at what we could get running, and we had no issues running the UI, and the minor issues that we faced were we had a custom font included in the package, which was not being rendered on the device. And we had a pull to refresh feature using a third-party plugin called iScroll, which had a couple of issues. We had to tweak the code a little. And the issues were minor on the performance. Because we are running on a developer device, we had a little performance issues, and the load times were a little more. Okay, so I have one. So what you're seeing here is a carousel on the top. So this took us actually just 2 days to get to that. So you can... So I can get a quote, I can save a quote. So this developer device does not have security certificates installed, device client certificates. So you see this alert every time you make a HTTPS service call. So I saved my quote, I can go back and see those saved code. I can go back and place an order now. And so if you were doing it on Android iOS app, you would be able to scan the barcode using the WIN scanner. I'm just going to type in a WIN manually. So the WIN number was translated as to the year make model. And another thing was the date picker. We used a third party framework called So we we implemented a date picker using a third-party JavaScript library called MobiScroll. And so you can theme this according to the style. We themed this as ICS, Android ICS. And it would reject any selection you would make over a weekend. So we implemented infinite scroll using iScroll pull to refresh. The device takes a little while, like I said, on the refresh rates and we also had a mapping module. Basically, the UI was completely portable. We had no issues. And we had click to email features, so which has a little problem. It does not take the pre-populated email that we had. And you can go back to the app. So the final result was this. So these are the Android and iOS equivalents, and you see the Tizen on the third. We basically saw no difference between the three versions. Right, and the reason this was so simpler and easier was because of the conscious decisions that we made. We chose PhoneGap because we wanted to bet the logic on HTML5 rather than on custom third-party frameworks. Like, if we would not have been able to do this if we were doing a Titanium Accelerator app, because Titanium currently does not support Tizen. So. And for the UI, we used the responsive web design, so that which scaled on the Tizen platforms. And surprisingly, we could get a lot of things done in just 3 days of time. So it is an interesting Tizen's support for HTML5 is interesting. So that's all I had. So if you have any questions, sure. For the UI, for the Retina display, or what kind of?
Basically, at least I know in Tizen there are camera APIs, right?
Right.
So if you were to load the image using the camera API,
right,
then you could process it in JavaScript.
Right. But the logic was, instead of clicking a picture, and the way it works on Android and iOS, you're just pointing the camera. So it's not like you're clicking a picture and you're sending it for a translation. So you're clicking a picture and you're trying to get those black dots, if you will, and then you're trying to translate that into a barcode. So which could be done in JavaScript, but it's a lot more effort. I mean, our product was using some third-party APIs for this translation. You could do that in JavaScript, but currently there's not enough support, or there's no library that gives you that feature. So you could click a picture using web API, but the translation of that clicked picture to a barcode is not readily available or is not trivial. Yep. On the PhoneGap current library, they do not have support to Tizen yet. But there's a GitHub project which is still under incubation. I can forward you the links if you want. But it's not hosted as part of PhoneGap yet. But there are people working on a Tizen port for PhoneGap, on PhoneGap. Not really. So you could use the PhoneGap's build process, or you could do that build process yourself. So what PhoneGap's build process does is you're just giving them the code, and then they'll give you the final APK or the final package for you. What we did was we did not use the PhoneGap's build structure. So we created those native shells or the native packages on Android and iOS. We built them ourselves. So for the Tizen, what we did was we stripped off all the PhoneGap and just took the HTML components. Now that we have the, for all the native APIs that you would need, you have an equivalent Tizen web API. So we just ported those PhoneGaps to the native things. Right? So we didn't have to. Any questions? Sure. This took us just 3 days straight, and we came in without any knowledge on Tizen. So I got the call from Tom, and then I had an end of 3 days, I had this ready. So this actually proved two things. One, that the HTML support on Tizen is really good. And then two, that we made a fairly good job in getting the requirement done. So we went back to the client and said, you know, if you want a Tizen port, we have it already ready. The only thing missing is the BlackBerry, the barcode scanner part.
To clarify, did you use PhoneGap on Tizen, or did you just use the Tizen API?
For this port, we just used the Tizen web API, right? Because the Tizen, the PhoneGap port for, PhoneGap library for Tizen is still not available. There are sample applications that are run. We explored that, but for this port, since we had just 3 days, we just stripped off all the PhoneGap library and then we did a translation to the Tizen API. So there is only a limited set of web APIs currently available even on Tizen web API. So there were some pieces that were missing, but we were not using a lot of native features. And that's actually, like I said, since the reason we chose PhoneGap for this or a hybrid application for this for the client was because it didn't require any native features except the barcode scanner. The others were trivial. The only other native feature I could think of was getting the UDID. So those services, all the services in the backend needed the UDID or a unique ID of the device to be passed with the registration or the initial login. That's the only place where we had to go to a native plugin, which was directly given by PhoneGap on iOS and Android. But we just stripped it off for Tizen. We just hard-coded that part for this port. Any other questions? I have the device. If you want to play with that, you can. Sure. Thank you.